Chapter 1. Wednesday. Livingston Road was a speedway of morning commuters, three lanes going east, three west, the sun bright and glaring off the rushing vehicles, everything one false move away from destruction. The ringing phone was just out of reach, in her bag in front of the passenger seat. Heather stretched for it, had to take her eyes off the road a second, and a nearby vehicle blared its horn. She jerked the car back into her lane as the motorist passed, yelling and pointing a finger. The phone kept ringing and vibrating. She decided to risk it again, stretched farther, fished around in the green bag, grabbed it without causing an accident. The phone stopped ringing.
Oh, for God's sake!
She tossed it on the seat beside her and checked her mirrors. There was an open lane to her right, a gas station at the next intersection. She flipped on her blinker and started over. But the gas station was on the northeast corner. Once she pulled in, she'd have to wait for a break in traffic before getting back onto the road, and she was already running late. The traffic light coming up was green. The phone numbers for Abby's daycare and Olivia's school were programmed into her cell, and the incoming number had been neither. Heather didn't know anyone with a 945 area code, come to think of it. She didn't even know where the code indicated. She hit the gas and ripped through the traffic light as it changed to yellow and kept to the middle lane. Her next turn was in two intersections, a left onto Golden Gate Parkway. From there, it was a straight shot to the clinic. Florida driving was nuts. Most days, she was exactly on schedule. She had it timed down to the minute, from getting up with the two girls, taking her shower, feeding them breakfast. By 7:10 each morning, she was clicking their seatbelts and pulling out of the driveway. She always stopped first at Olivia's school, where she'd wait as Livy ran inside, her oversized backpack jouncing along with her bright curls. Then to Abby's daycare, where she'd say a quick few words to Jillian, kiss Abby goodbye. The drive to work ate up the rest of the time. But this morning, she hadn't been able to find the damn shoes that went with her outfit, and Olivia had sat on the toilet for an eternity, feet dangling like she had all the time in the world while her baby sister played hide-and-seek with the car keys. The phone rang again. It had landed upside down on the seat. Heather flicked a look in the mirrors. The traffic crowded around her like stock cars at a NASCAR race. Shit. She got hold of the phone, checked the screen. 945-212-1974. Who the hell was it? Telemarketers didn't usually call back, did they? Maybe it had something to do with work, but all the work-related numbers from her supervisor on down to the jail were on her phone. Hello? There was a pause.
Mrs. Heather Moss.
The voice sounded artificial, like a machine. Who is this?
I need you to listen very carefully, Mrs. Moss.
A finger of fear traced up her spine. I'm driving to work. Who is this? What?
I know you are driving to work, Mrs. Moss. That is what I want to talk to you about.
The fear bloomed into anger. Excuse me? If this is the approach of whatever company you represent, if you're even human, I gotta tell you, it sucks.
Your work, Mrs. Moss. You are a clinical therapist for Everglades County.
Heather tried to keep focused on the driving. Her left turn was coming up at the next intersection, and she still hadn't pulled into the proper lane. A white pickup truck flanked her. A crew of landscaping workers piled in the back, grimacing in the hot morning sun. She flipped on her turn indicator. Tell me who you are or I'm hanging up.
As a clinical therapist, you make regular visits to the county jail for counseling and evaluations.
Listen, whoever you are, goodbye.
Stay on the line. Olivia is doing just fine and Abigail is happy and healthy, and you are going to want to keep them that way, aren't you, Mrs. Moss?
The inhuman voice dropped on the last word instead of rising with the question. Heather's hands went numb at the mention of her daughters, her heart clutched by an invisible hand. The part of her running on automatic pilot, she'd made this trip to work 5 days a week for 18 months now, checked the mirror again and saw that the white pickup had slowed. The driver was attempting to let her into the lane. She could see his face behind the glass, his hand waving her in. Heather spun the wheel. Her heart was pounding too hard. It felt like she was short of breath. Some rational part of her mind attempted to override the racing emotions and make the right choices. Say you don't know who those people are. Listen to me. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to pull over right now and call them.
You are not going to call the police either.